This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Have y'all seen Deion Sanders lately?
Is his hair gone?
You didn't see the picture I shared today?
Nah.
Go to my Twitter immediately.
Okay. It's not hard.
JJ, have you seen Deion?
I'm efforting right now.
JJ, welcome back, by the way.
Yes.
Y'all have to go check this out because I admittedly probably don't watch NFL Network as much as I should.
Oh, my God.
But how long have I been gone?
Nah. But Deion keeps a clean face.
So he has a full-grown Santa Claus gray beard.
Oh, yeah.
He keeps a clean face.
How old is Deion?
He's old as old. So mid-50-something? Yeah, mid-50s?
No.
He's just saying he was Odell's roommate.
Wait, Deion's mid-50s?
52.
Okay, my bad.
53 in August.
Yeah, he was Odell Higgins. He looks pretty damn good to be 50.
Okay, well, I'll take it back. But I went for a run today. I come back. I sit down. And Walker, my youngest, is watching NFL Network. And all of a sudden, he comes on. And I'm like, what the?
Well, have you seen Ed Reed?
Ed Reed looks homeless.
You saw that coming, though.
He's always looked like that.
I feel like Deion.
Ed Reed has aged, or gray hair-wise, he's aged quickly.
Didn't he start to age, though, when he was still playing?
He had a little bit in his beard, but now it's like he's a straight-up grandpa.
Yeah. If y'all haven't seen it, at Denny_Thompson on Twitter, I tweeted about it earlier. Like, you're going to be shocked.
What's your son watching NFL Network? Like, what's going on right now?
Dude, my son watches NFL Network.
Really?
Nonstop.
His son's a little bit different.
Yeah. It's like all he watches.
I haven't been watching any sports channels for like weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's dialed in, man.
It depresses me to watch him.
Y'all, this by the way, it's a Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Make sure you like and share the Facebook Live if you're on that.
It'd be nice.
It would be. It'd be real sweetheart of you. Get to ABC. It's a perfect partner for this time. Like, what's better than ABC and chilling with your kids?
I'm not saying, did you add some extra
extra
letters?
Yeah, they should.
Killer.
Yeah,
knows that he knows how to say it.
His ABCs.
ABC. A, or sometimes when he gets a little, when that milk
get
good to him.
Your youngest son.
Yeah, when that milk get good to him, he's like an ABB. But he definitely knows where his bread is buttered. I can tell you that much.
Hopefully, all of you are getting better at becoming substitute teachers. This is our future we're dealing with here, people.
Boy, it's going to be some real – we're going to know why the world is in peril.
Are the teachers still trying to do the whole, like, conference call with the whole class thing?
Y'all, bless my wife's heart. Like, I love her to death, but this – like, every morning I know she gets up and her homeroom is, like, I think 8:15.
Oh, wow, she goes early.
Yeah, and so it's a video call.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has been a teacher her whole life. She hasn't done much with technology. She's screaming at the computer because I guess she thinks that's how they need to hear her. And nothing works. Like, every morning, I feel so bad for her. She's like, oh, I just want to get back in the classroom. Y'all, teachers are just saints. I'm sorry.
I saw her post about that.
I would be like, this is awesome. I don't have to go around those little turds. This is fantastic. I'm still getting paid.
Facts.
Man, she's hating life right now.
I'm mad I'm not getting paid. But not, I'm not mad.
Are you still wearing a suit every day?
No, I switch it up. Some days I throw on the suit. Sometimes it's just the shirt.
At home?
Yeah, this is real business, dog.
While he's teaching his kid.
Oh.
Coleman Academy, man. I got it. Coleman Academy, he's not. Like, this ain't no
public school.
Yeah. No dummies in my house. It's only enough room for one dummy in my house.
PS 118. Yeah. Not happening.
PS 187. If you keep getting your grades low. We punch toddlers around here. Did you see Twitter? But I think it's dope, man. But I don't want to do it outside of this. But it's kind of cool, like. Trey's learning and Miss Mauger is amazing. Like, Trey is Like, they act like, I don't know what your kids are acting like, but Trey's like, he got a standing 9 o'clock appointment. Like, he's like, shh, dad.
Okay.
Don't be back there talking. I'm learning. Like, I'm like, dude, shut up. Don't nobody, you lucky I won't walk around. If catch me outside of my shirt and tie, I would walk across that screen with my shirt off.
You know what I
scarring
look like
some
in my street
clothes. Scarring some 6 year olds, man. Like, he's like,
so he's taking it serious.
Well, you know, the biggest thing with the young ones is they want to actually, because they don't really have, like, he's not playing Call of Duty and Madden and stuff like that to where he could go online, not without my supervision. So this is his chance to see his classmates. And so, like, they're looking forward to that, and they talk like, you know, they'll get on 15 minutes early, and they'll stay about 15 minutes.
Oh, really? And they just chat?
They just talking. Like, once I'm at it, like, what y'all, shut up.
Really?
Like, what are y'all talking about? Like,
they're running game?
What do they talk about? Listen, how old are they?
Six.
What do six? What's going on in the world of 6 year olds right now? Are they talking about the economy?
Is that your garage? Are you in the kitchen? You don't have a kitchen.
You're this. Making fun of the poor kid.
What are you doing? And, like, it's nothing like bad. It's like, it's kind
of
cool.
I used to, and this is shame on me as a child, but I did lots of things that I look back on that were terrible, but we made fun of the homeschool kids. And looking back now, it's like the homeschool kids turn out way better than everybody else. Maybe you should just stick with it.
They're kind of weird in the beginning.
Well, it's more normal now.
They don't get the social. Like, yeah, they've done more co-ops and things. It was the social part. Like, that's why I wanted, that's why I was so big on, like, oh, we'll go to private school. And I looked at that check. I'm like, I refuse to pay more for an elementary school education than my college education cost. Like, I'm just not doing that.
Whoa.
So, but the public school, I'm like, why do you want them to go to public school so bad? Because I want them to know how to fight. At least, if nothing else,
and just interact with
you'll learn
the community
how to interact
people.
With people. You have to gauge. You have to, like, something's gonna happen in a private school. Like, you're not fighting like that.
You'll
probably get kicked
end
out.
Up addicted to expensive stuff.
Yeah.
I'd rather my son get in fights.
Yeah, when we're going to private school.
I mean, if you look at the worst of both of them, that's what it is, right?
It is. I told.
If you look at the
plenty
worst,
of drug use in public school.
But
I'll
it's
tell
not
you that.
The expensive I'll stuff, though.
Put it like this. That's put it like this, JJ. If your parents can afford the price of a brick of cocaine in the '80s for you to go to school, then you can probably afford a little bit of the powder too.
Yeah,
and I don't want that. Saying that happens. It does, but whatever. Your kids are perfect. You guys' kids are perfect. You're finding.
We're
that
not
out
talking
now.
About your kids.
Yes. No.
We're talking about other people's kids.
But the sad part is that some of these kids, like you're having to teach your kids. And do you know how hard it is to do that?
Because they won't listen.
No, it's that too. So, I know 1 + 1 = 2. Just. Automatic. I've done it my whole life.
Oh, you're talking about the new way they teach stuff?
Not even that. It's just some of the stuff like having to, okay, how did I get here? Like, not just the
show your work.
Common Core, show your work. It's like, I've been doing it my whole life, and he doesn't understand it. And I'm getting frustrated. Like, why don't you know that this is what it's saying? And I'm trying not to do.
And you forget that he's
six. He's six. But he's also really good at a lot of the stuff. It's just, so it's the things he picks up. The things that he doesn't.
Maybe you'd be a good high school teacher.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was even. I pick on a Mod Black, but I did a little bit of a Mod Black. Back in my day.
I need to hear those teacher. Stories.
Well, can we?
What grade?
Terrence Freeman got to call in one.
Councilman
day.
Freeman.
Councilman Freeman has to call in when he was the principal at Eaglesview Academy. When I was coached, because I would be bored.
Which was a Christian school.
Yeah, I would be bored.
Or is a Christian school.
I didn't have anything to do. So I'm like, all right, let me just come up here, hang out. I'm hanging out anyway. They're like, hey, we need somebody to fill in. No problem. I'll fill in. I'll sub. And the kids were talking back, and I said, listen, I can't put my hands on you. But what I can do is become very creative in ways that I can discipline you because I get paid to train the human body. So
certainly
actually,
sounds like a threat.
It wasn't high school. It was middle school. So the kids kept talking. I'm like, hey.
They're the worst, by the
so
way.
So what I yes. did was there was this thing that Mr. Craig did at my high school. It's called the dot. He would just put on a marker board, put a dot, mm-hmm. you go stare at the dot. for whatever, he's military. It just drives you crazy because you're just sitting there. It's nothing painful. Nothing.
Yeah, it's like isolation.
It's
like,
just
yeah.
Look at the dot. If you take your eyes off that dot, I'm going to write you up, get a referral, blah, blah, blah. So they did that. That was the first step. Second step, I was like, okay, put your hands behind your head. I want your elbows even. I want your elbows parallel.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I said, if they bend anywhere in, you're getting written up.
So in other words, here's what happened. James was at a Christian school, had 30 kids staring at a dot while he's sitting in the corner watching adult educational videos.
I wasn't watching adult educational videos, but I was on, I was watching video film. Like of all football games and on FHSAA, because that was when everybody was on the message board talking trash. So, and I was returning emails. I got so much business done for the training because I was sitting in a classroom. It was the greatest thing for
nothing
like,
to do.
Like right when
you
I first
run a
went,
small business.
Like right when I did, when I first went out, everybody was like, "How are you so successful?" I was like, "I was at an office.
I was teaching.
They're paying me.
They had Wi-Fi. They're paying me. They had Wi-Fi." I got a chance to tell kids what to do. I even taught Spanish. Mm. Now, I didn't. I put the video in, and the video taught them Spanish, and I graded. But
me llamo James.
But yeah, I could tell, like, because I also tell them too. You can threaten high school kids. I threatened them. I threatened them when
you
I was coaching.
You can threaten any kids.
I was threatening them when I was coaching.
You just can't physically assault them.
I told them you.
Oh, that's
you,
the limit.
Yeah. I said you. Whenever you feel an extra froggy, come see if I really need this $2,000 stipend. I said, please test me. I was like, because it's not. I promise you, it won't end well for you. I was like, now
you said this to middle school kids.
No, when most high school kids. When I was coming, I was like, hey, and we got a good understanding. They probably felt like they could go toe to toe because I remember I was that kid.
Were you invited in high back?
School. Yeah, I coached there for like 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Before I moved on, my good friend Ryan Keefe, who unfortunately passed, was an innovator. He would love the game today. Like we were running spread offense before it was even popular to run a spread offense. Like people were still running the wing. Well, I guess there are people who still run the wing tee around here for
yeah,
whatever reason.
Yeah. Hey, I'm looking at the text line designed by Lifetime Enclosures. People happy JJ's back.
It's yeah. Good to be back.
Mm. Whole country becoming substitute teachers. Is MFTK going global? Who would have thought? Let's see. Wow, Dion ready for that gray beard just for men commercial with Emmett Smith. Let's see. There was another one here I wanted to. Denny and James sound so happy to have JJ back. RJ, if you're listening, we're not that happy.
Damn, was the show where you just like super upset the whole
four,
last week?
400 is Minshew the answer for the Jags? Why do you guys think that? Well, if you ask us, and okay. I feel like he isn't, but wanted to hear you guys' view on it. Still the best show on 1010. Keep it up, guys. That's from Brandon. We'll get to that. But this draft, y'all, is going to be interesting. Like, now, well, let's save it. Like, if you haven't heard the complaints of the teams, the employees of the teams, we'll come back. I'll tell you what those complaints are and why this could be a very entertaining draft to watch. We'll do that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den on a, what is tonight, Wednesday?
Yes.
Who knows what day it is anymore? The only reason why I can keep track is because we're off on Tuesdays and Wednesdays we're an hour later. If it was the same night every week, or same time every night, I would not have a clue what day of the week it was. So the draft this year, I guess, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but what's happening is everybody's draft team is going to be at home. So it's like the draft is going to be done completely electronically. So it's there's nobody around each other. They're saying that, like, even scouts of teams or whoever the decision makers may not even be in the same room. Like there's all kinds of stuff going on. There's a bunch of different ways that – I think they said, was it the Saints have built, like, a social distancing draft war room at a brewery in New Orleans, which I don't know why they would do it at a brewery, but they have. Now there's people coming out saying, well, I'm concerned about letting an IT employee in my home.
I get it. You don't know what that person's got. You don't know where they've been.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It's certain coaches and front office staffers are reluctant to have their IT employees in their homes for the fear of the virus spreading. The reverse also applies. This is Adam Schefter reporting this. Schefter says that some IT employees are concerned about going into homes to equip them for the draft.
I get that, too. I mean, then especially if you got young kids. Like, on Monday, Grandma had to go to the hospital, and we had to have EMTs come. And I locked, pretty much said the boys had to go into the back room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them anywhere near my kids. They're probably solid people. I just don't want to chance it. You know? So, like, the same thing. So, I can see that with the IT professionals. Both sides. Why can't you just, like, you don't, they're making this way more complicated than what it needs to be. I'm personally not a fan of Zoom, but Zoom seems to be very capable to do all of the stuff.
Bro, some of the Zoom stories coming out are.
People getting hacked?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine someone hacking the draft? And you're watching the draft, and next thing you know, something that completely doesn't need to be on the TV pops on the TV.
Yeah. I wish they would pick for the Jags.
Yeah, to have like a Zoom like
might
poll.
Be better.
But see, the thing is that can happen with this IT stuff. Anything that's anything that's over Bob Stoops' internet can be hacked.
Bob Stoops.
It's something we do.
Oh,
we just pick random names.
Oh.
You know,
Burt's got a good question.
Al Gore says his claim to fame is he invented the internet.
See, for a second, I thought you just mixed them up.
No, no.
And I was like, how did he mix Al Gore up with it? He's still on Bob Stoop.
He is. He's it's
Jilted
Bob
Lover.
Until
he's not.
It's Burt until it's
like, you see
Bob.
What happened? Do you see what happened? Did we have a corona when Bob Stoops was supposed to be the head coach?
It's still not over. I mean, he's...
It's pretty over.
Is it?
I hope.
Well, his XFL job's probably over. Like, that league's probably done, right? So he's looking for something to do.
Burt asks a good question. Are they going to give each prospect gets prospect going to get 32 hats since they're not there? They can't hand them the New Era hat right there on the spot?
Just give them a green hat.
They should all give them masks.
They give them a green
team
hat.
Team mask.
We saw the Jags are doing that. The Jags are paying for 450,000 or 45,000 masks, Jags logoed masks.
This is such a good opportunity to sell team affiliate.
Why wouldn't they do
masks?
A mustache?
Oh,
you got a double mustache.
You know why they're not going to do that? Because they might already know that they're going to draft a quarterback.
But what I'm saying
is,
Shad has a stash.
It's picking up steam, all right. My boy Jordan getting a lot of steam,
bro. If it's Jordan Love at nine, I am. You know what? I quit. I quit. I'm not coming back in.
I love it. I love it because I know what's going to happen.
What?
Decade of misery. I can't wait.
There's no way it can be. I mean, I'm seeing them trade up for Herbert. I said on Monday night show that I still think Tua falls. Been consistent with that. And I even think Herbert may go before Tua.
If we draft Herbert, can we call him a bear? Because it just seems more.
He's not from Louisiana.
But it seems like exotic.
Fancy. Like Bobby Hebert back in the day.
It's like a French name. Herbert's can't be good.
Yeah.
And he's not going to.
Y'all think we're really going to go quarterback? No way,
no,
right?
No, I don't know. I was joking.
I know, but it is picking up steam.
It is.
I mean, the one we saw the other day was CBS Sports, which was Danny Cannell, so I completely discredit everything that Danny
Cannell
has ever
done. Cannell does his own mocks?
No, it was a panel, and he was included in it.
Okay.
So he may not have even made the pick, but because he was in it, I don't even.
Guilty by association.
Yeah. But they had four quarterbacks scoring in the first five picks, and the Jags trading up, right, to get Justin Herbert.
That's not happening.
And in that trade, I guess, was they switched first-rounders, and the Jags gave up Unique Ngakoue.
Which makes no sense.
What do you
mean? There's not a player that's that good that you give up two players for. Do you think Herbert is that iconic of a player?
No, but – and I'm going to get into this on my 8 o'clock. I'm so over Ngakoue. I don't give a damn what they do with him at this point.
No, I don't care how mad you are. If you got money, if money's on the table, I'm going to get some value out of him. I'm not just going to give him away for a bag of Doritos.
I would rather a 2021 first rounder than to trade up four spots.
I could dig that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I get your point. Then you are giving up your pick mm-hmm. plus Ngakoue that's for one player. Yeah,
I think they're at the point now if there's any first pick offered, they're snatching that. I don't think that's even on the table right now or else it would have already happened. If somebody had already offered them a 2021 first for him, this trade would have been done.
It's one of two things. It's either it has been offered and there's a couple teams that have called about him and they're waiting until closer to the draft, or there's no interest. Right, it's got
to
be
that degree.
Right, it's got to be one of two. Like, here's the thing about Ngakoue, and again, I want to save this for 8 o'clock because it is a legitimate 8 o'clock of mine. People have to understand you cannot set the bar with what happened with Jalen because the Rams were just idiots.
Right,
like Ngakoue has still got to be signed. Teams don't just willy nilly give up first round pick for a 1 year rental. Like, they still got to have the cap money to pay him whatever this is he wants, 2022 mil. Right? So it's a double whammy. If you're giving up a first rounder, you're giving up what, a $4 million salary against the salary cap, and you're bringing in a $22 yeah. million dollar one, and you're giving up the first rounder? Mm. That's a lot, man.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to do than just say, oh, Ngakoue's good enough for a first rounder to pull off that trade. Just this draft is either going to be epic or super boring, one of the two.
I think it's going to be very entertaining because we're bored.
Well, we're talking
everything is entertaining.
But right? We're talking about the IT people going into the homes of the employees, but what about the players?
I don't think we're going to see them.
You don't think at all?
No, not with like a super good setup. Nah, like the NFL, the reason the NFL IT people are there is they're making sure everything's hardwired. These players are just going to be on Wi-Fi.
Here's
you know what
bro,
I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't think news crews are going to try to get
in? Here's what's going to happen is there's 32 picks, obviously. Teams have an idea. Like if you're in a major metro, you're going to have access to some kind of news First Coast News, something like that. Those will be the ones that they see. Or maybe they will set up some kind of give them a camera. They actually probably end up being cheaper. Instead of you having to fly everybody to Vegas, pay for them to get the suits, pay for the accessories, pay for their food and the hotel stay, now you just give them one of them fancy smancy cameras mm-hmm. and have them set it up and you see their reaction and they can edit it from wherever they're at.
And I was so ready for the blue check mark brigade to shout about the boat.
That was just the one lady.
I was
lady.
So ready. That was the one lady. I was so ready.
We've had way better. We've had actually.
If you don't remember, listeners, yeah. There was at the Vegas draft that was supposed to happen, the players were being led on a little gondola to the stage.
I'm mad, because I kind of want
to
see. So
it's at the Bellagio.
I
kind of
want to see.
And some people on Twitter equated that to blacks being shipped via boat in slavery times.
That was the cornerback from Ohio State that plays with the
Eli
Saints.
Apple?
Eli Apple's mom.
Oh, yeah, it was her.
But I kind of wanted to see that. And I would have gone as press. The problem is I was educated that I wouldn't have even been able to witness that.
What do you mean?
The press is actually in a room
or in
an area right
close.
Next to the stage. Okay. So you can't see them walk up. As soon as the players interview, that player goes right over there as soon as the players announce, shakes the hand, takes the picture, puts on the hat, talks to Dion, that player goes to the press.
Oh,
and that's where most
there.
Of the press
okay.
is at.
Let me ask y'all this. What's worse, to watch the Aaron Rodgers situation where there's a green room and nobody else in it, or to have a camera set up in somebody's living room that has fallen 20 spots?
Well, you were not going to see it live. I hope they wouldn't make this watch.
That would
it
be
live.
Hilarious.
They better. That would
be terrible.
They better.
That would be terrible.
If Tua is sitting there at pick 15, they better not come off that joke.
They'll show that, but like you're at least at home.
And Uncle Jerry's in the background pissed as hell.
People leaving.
Well, the problem with Tua
is, you told me you were going to be a first-round pick.
Tua, if that happens with Tua, we know how his daddy gets down. His daddy is not afraid
okay, so don't
to beat
pick
him.
Tua. Pick.
His daddy's not afraid to beat him.
Pick
so
Kinlaw.
They're going to keep that. They're going to keep the
spanked?
Camera away.
pick Kinlaw then. Like
yeah,
anybody.
If Kinlaw doesn't go in the first 32 picks, that would be the more shocking thing.
Like, can you imagine sitting there watching on TV? And I don't think it's going to happen, but Ken Law's living room, they showed it like pick number 5 or 6 where they projected he was going to go, and it's packed, like full of energy. And then they show up pick number 35 or 30 or 30, and now there's nobody there except for mom.
Yeah, that would suck.
And everybody's passed out drunk because they've been waiting.
That would suck. That, yeah, I can see there's bigger problems. There's bigger issues when you have it at your house. Because, like if it would have happened for me, it would be copious amounts of booze.
Right.
And everybody would be drunk. And the longer you wait, the more you drink it. But the cool thing is there'll be good food. So you would have been eating. People would have just had good food, good drink, and a lot of stuff. Like with Aaron Rodgers, that's what I was shocked. I would have been eating more.
Aaron Rodgers was just bad because they showed the person vacuuming
around
his
feet.
Yeah,
the vacuuming was bad. Like that was the rough part.
Todd Gurley is tweeting out. Have y'all seen this?
Oh yeah.
Says the Rams are past due and to send him his money.
It's gonna break some ankles.
The Rams cut Gurley before the third day of the league year, avoiding another $10.5 million and fully guaranteed. Pay to Todd Gurley.
So wait a minute. So do they owe him a check?
So the Rams already owe Gurley a fully guaranteed roster bonus of $7.55 on the third day of the league year. The Rams will be entitled to a partial offset based on Gurley's 1-year deal with the Falcons if when that deal becomes official. So they're waiting on that deal to become official.
Wow.
He's saying
run me my $7.5 now.
Yeah.
You go get your money on the back end.
Yeah, I guess. Todd Gurley made a lot of money the last three years, that the Rams could have easily said, yo, Todd, you owe us money. Like, just calm down, Todd. Calm down. They're going to pay you. They're definitely going to pay you.
Wouldn't that be great, though, if he had, like, Sean McVay's kneecaps busted or something?
Mm-hmm. They're waiting because if Gurley fails his Falcons physical, like, that has something going on. Like, there's so many different angles of this. Like, shouldn't you just call your agent, Todd?
He seems like the more professional.
I think he probably – I think he already talked to the agent, and this is him just talking. Venting. This isn't him negotiating. Everybody's not unique. Everybody doesn't negotiate through the Twitter.
Well, what's he accomplishing?
No, he's not trying to accomplish anything. He's just being petty.
The comments are hysterical from Los Angeles fans.
Oh, well, I mean.
About his
It's
life.
Actually funny you're talking about his knees. You're going after the knees. I mean, it's kind of.
Because Los Angeles already took his knees.
Yeah.
So you were talking about the Wimbledon stuff with Rick, right?
Yeah, but actually before that. So did you know there's only 9 NBA players that are going to actually get a majority of their money this year?
So I was going to tease that because I want to come back with that.
Let's talk about it because I'm with that. But the Wimbledon thing is.
They had pandemic insurance.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not teasing anything, but okay. Apparently, y'all just go.
I thought we were talking about the basketball part.
There's a lot more meat in it.
Yeah. Yeah. But y'all are right about the NBA stuff. We'll get into that. And to give you guys like a little hint of what we're talking about, we talked about this a couple weeks ago before this pandemic hit about the NBA union when we were talking about the NFL collective bargaining agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll tell you why NBA players may not be getting their money. We'll talk about that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den on 1010XL on 92.5 FM. Hopefully everybody is doing well. Hopefully people aren't sick of their significant other and planning a divorce already. Like realizing what in the world I just have. What do you? Are people like? Think of the right way to phrase this, JJ. When you're not here, what are you doing normally?
Well, it's because I have to work the drill, so I'm sleeping.
No, I'm on a normal before all this stuff happened.
Oh, West Coast basketball, West Coast baseball. I stay up late.
But you don't go anywhere.
No. Like, this hasn't changed my life at all, except for the fact that I don't have anything to watch.
Yeah,
I didn't go out. I did that my 20s, earlier 20s.
If I take work out of the equation, if I take, of course, we still come in here every night, but if I took going to train out of the equation, there is nothing that I'm doing differently. And in some cases, like, I can make the argument, like, I mean, I love not shaking people's hands. That's fantastic.
You don't like crowds?
Yes, I don't like crowds.
I love how Publix isn't as crowded as it could be.
What? Then you haven't been there lately.
No, I go there all the time.
Oh, okay. The two times I went in the last month, it's been swole.
That's middle of the day. But then again, there are two Publix literally within 5 minutes of each other. Like, so it could be at the World of Nations Publix.
What does that mean?
You knew exactly what I meant. You knew exactly what I meant when I said it. So there's two Publix.
Bay Meadows Road is a funny road, bro.
Like, it's
the UN.
Yeah, so I joke. Like, I've talked to you about my neighborhood. I've got a lot of Asians, a lot of Indians.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, tons of people. Tons of, as well as white people. And there's more black people coming in there every week, it seems like. But I seen them all. They were driving a golf cart the other day. It was cool.
Just all of them are driving together?
All of them are in one golf cart. He said, I seen them all. They were driving. Did you feel left out?
Yeah, I was like, man, they could have came and scooped us.
Yeah.
But my point is there's one that's across the street from my Starbucks that's shut down.
A black person or a Publix?
A Publix.
Okay.
A Publix. And that's the one, because it's in Little, what Bay I call,
Meadows and Southside.
Maybe I call it Little India. Because when you go down a little bit further, like, they got the Indian restaurant.
I know exactly where
they
you're got talking
the,
about, yes.
The grocery store, all that stuff. And it's very eclectic. Now, Reedy Branch, I stand out. I stand out anywhere, but I definitely stand out. It's not very World of Nations. It's a good one. I like it. I like those guys.
That's is the World of Nations different than the United Nations?
I don't know what the World of Nations is.
I think the World of Nations is like an event. United Nations like a band. Is a, like a...
World of Nations is a celebration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like a festival.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's canceled this year.
Everything's canceled. But
I don't know. Now, my only point in that whole thing was I am not doing
anything different.
Nothing.
That's like, why I don't
nothing
like, when
different.
I keep, when I keep hearing people complain. Matter of fact, this is a great time. I'm meeting more people who listen to our show. So when I went to go get Chinese food, which again, I don't think I'll eat Chinese food for like a year now. It's just not because of this, it's just I had some bad luck since Monday. But I got a chance to meet one of my neighbors. She literally walks everywhere. When I say walks everywhere, like, she walked from, like,
she doesn't have a car, she's exercising.
No, she has a car, she's exercising. Okay. She's a walker. She walked from my neighborhood and she stays back there like me to over here.
What?
And back.
No.
Every morning she walks. Like, the first thing, and she had her husband, and her husband was like, hey, I listen to the show, and we got a chance.
And he walks with her? Willingly?
No. No, he doesn't walk with her. So I see her. I'm ordering my food, and I look. I said, did you walk here? I was just asking if she walked to the Chinese food restaurant, but that was kind of the thing I've noticed.
Well, did she?
More people. No, she drove. They drove. Okay. She was
but,
with
JJ,
her
you
got
to understand, when you get into James' neighborhood, if you think you're almost at his house.
You're not close.
No.
Yeah, I'm back there.
No, you drive forever. Just, I wouldn't be able, like, what? How many miles is it from the front of the neighborhood to your house?
A mile and a half.
Oh, that's it?
That's good walking time. Mile and a half is probably like.
But the problem with this neighborhood, they got all these speed bumps, so it takes you like 10 minutes to go the mile and a half.
Yes, that and then it used to not take me that long.
And then the cop got
there. They put that cop in there, and then. We talked about the cop. We talked about everything. We got a new cop. This new cop, I don't think he's written a ticket.
Good for him.
He just sits there.
JSO listens all the time. So,
right.
Not your cop, but the rest of them listen all the time. So, Wimbledon, what we were talking about before, has been paying for pandemic insurance for the past, how many years? 17 years, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
It was something. It was a while. It's something that they probably just line item budget, never really thought about it, never would much rather the event happen.
Well, let me tell you something. I guarantee you it came up. Yeah, 17 years. It was $2 million a year. I guarantee you on more than one occasion it came up. Do we really need to carry this? Like, $2 million is $2 million. I don't care who you are. Yeah. But now, so they spent $34 million, and how much are they getting now?
$141 million.
$141 million check.
So they spent like $35 million.
With no expenses.
Yeah.
Let me see something.
They don't have to pay the players winning bonuses or anything like that.
If they're getting $134 million.
$141 million.
Oh, they're definitely. Oh, wow. So 2017, it generated in total, Wimbledon, $289 million.
Yeah, I was gonna say that they must be making somewhere around $300 million.
They paid.
No, that's
all the
revenue, right?
And stuff?
No, this that's is gross. This is gross. So that's what I'm saying. They're making $141 million out the, like with no. This has got to be a good surplus for them. They're ready to pay the for that premium to increase for pandemic insurance. You know they're getting dropped.
They don't even have to cut the grass.
Yeah. I mean, what happens at Wimbledon when the Wimbledon's not there, though?
Nothing.
They play like they probably play other events. It's just
I'm
not
tennis
that event.
Stupid. I don't know.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
it's
they,
like a
they
golf
play,
course where there's members.
Yeah,
they don't
members,
have other yeah. big time events though.
But it's like Sawgrass isn't just right. here for TPC.
Sawgrass
but
makes money year round.
It's a tennis in something club.
Yeah.
So like you have to be a rich person and you go play there and everything. It's not like open to.
No, yeah, it's not
concerts
a public,
or anything like that. But I'm sure they do very well. They have, it's a, what's it called? Tennis and something else, rich club.
Mm. Yeah,
squash?
Pickle?
Might be squash. Oh, it's the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club. They're doing all right.
What's it
croquet?
Called? All yeah. England what?
All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club.
What's croquet?
Because it's on grass.
No, it's not. What I'm thinking croquet is not what.
Croquet is like there's balls, and then you have a stick, and on the end of the stick, it's like a big mallet.
Yeah, and there's like a little horseshoe thing that you stick
and
in
I think
the
you might
right?
step on the ball and then hit the other ball.
I don't know.
You know what it is. It's some super rich thing.
Next question.
Why is that super rich, though?
Dude.
Rich people have to invent
No, stuff. I'm asking. Because it's not like,
I don't know, just, but it is.
Are these mallets expensive?
Probably.
You know what I mean? Like, why? That seems like some game that some redneck would make up.
It does.
I mean, it's just, they have to create stuff to make the playing field level.
It's like billiards on your lawn. I think.
Oh, okay.
Dude,
okay.
You know
I
what
got
croquet
you.
Is.
I got you now. I'm with you.
Hmm.
Do we have any people texting in? Tell us if you're poor and play croquet. Is that appropriate?
Tell us if you just play croquet. Like, I've seen the sets
if
at
you
Target
live in
and Walmart.
Is there a croquet club of Pontevedra?
Is there one?
I'm about to look it up.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Dude, do croquet club of Florida. Like, see if there's any in the whole state of Florida. My guess is not.
Pontevedra Croquet Club.
No, there's not.
100 Mosquito Control Road, Pontevedra, Florida. Unfortunately, they're closed right now, but yes, it exists. And
so
it looks absolutely
social,
beautiful.
That's not a social distancing.
It started thing. In 2013 and built as a dedicated croquet venue offering 7 courts exclusively for croquet play. Dude, why are they not sponsoring the show?
Right.
The club has 3,000 square feet pavilion, lounge, restrooms, picnic area.
I'm looking at the
I'm
images
at this
right
picture,
now.
And this so looks like bar sport.
Oh, we would
oh, we are
this.
Creating a croquet league.
Is it a team thing or is it just an individual thing?
It looks like a team thing.
It has the First Coast Croquet League.
I'm seeing these old man new
all
balance,
white, though?
These new balances.
I think you do. Dude, all white's fresh with some new balances.
You see these take the trash out 3000s
with grass stains.
Like, with the grass these
why is this lady laying on the ground?
She
to get
that
the
right angle, man.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's break in it or like
the grass?
I mean,
probably.
I would assume you're playing on.
There's beer involved?
Oh, this has to be a drinking sport.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody invite us out to the Ponte Vedra Croc K Club.
Oh, now I see the lady on the ground.
What are the membership dues?
Oh, they don't even put that on there.
If you have to ask.
Yeah, you're not
if
allowed.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Dude, their crest is badass.
Dude,
it's like a seahorse with two croquet clubs.
My man got a bucket cap, polos, and khakis.
I'm down. Seriously, I want to do this.
This dude got his leg crossed. He's got all.
Oh, they have
dripping.
A free introduction we can go.
I'm with it, man.
The club offers introduction to the game and the facility on Wednesday and Saturday mornings at 9:30.
See, I need to get there the week before to go to the club shop and get my gear because I'm not showing up looking like a newbie. I'm going to look fresh as hell like I've been playing.
Dude, fresh as hell like the feds watching. Isn't that what 2 Chainz? 2 Chainz. We come and bump and mute.
Yeah, are you allowed to play? To play music while you play? Good question.
I can't think of the Jags drumline.
Oh yeah,
we need y'all. This sounds like I know some of you guys listen. When this pandemic thing is over, we need you guys because we need that crowd noise. Or if you got a high school marching band and y'all need some practice, I want to create like a good venue. Like, make this fun. Mm.
So let me read you this. The Ponte Vedra Croquet Club promotes and focuses on the real sport of croquet.
Ooh.
Serious croquet. This game is played with equipment totally different than what is sold at big box and sporting good chains.
It is
played on a tennis court-sized lawn, perfectly flat with a putting green surface. The game is a test of skill and strategy. Players interact with opponents. I mean, they talk trash. Seeking scoring opportunities at each wicket.
They don't want to see me out there talking trash.
Currently, there are 4 different games played on the same 6-wicket layout, all of which offer different challenges and skill tests.
I'm into this, honestly. I'm going to YouTube some of this tonight.
They're saying we interact?
Bro.
Interact with opponents.
I'm gonna
seeking
be bringing
scoring
the
opportunities.
Heat. I'm gonna be Gary Payton out there. Who's the Gary Payton of croquet? Text that in.
If we have anybody, what are the odds that we have anybody listening to this that's a member of this?
Let me see what Junior is.
I have something to look forward to when this pandemic is over, becoming a member. I always like new games.
Yeah, we need to.
And it does look like a fun just day out drinking, hitting balls around.
Does it?
Yeah.
You realize you're not taking full swings at this, right?
Yeah, it's strategy, bro.
It's like
not every time when
like
you're up to the plate
you
take full swings. When there's 2 strikes, you choke up. Try to hit it over the second baseman's head.
No way. Somebody just said Baldwin has a croquet club.
Whoa.
I don't want to pound this.
Ponte Vedra Croquet Club, like you said, is real croquet. You're not getting that at the Baldwin Card.
I want to go to this one, to that one.
I bet you if we Google it, they probably don't have a site. Let me see. Baldwin.
I bet they just got a Facebook page.
So stereotypical, man. You guys got Baldwin messed up, man.
Oh, it's at the Baldwin. Wait. That's not Baldwin.
Oh.
That's another Baldwin.
You should have known.
Yeah. Man, come on.
No disrespect to Baldwin. I'm from Ocala. We don't have an Ocala Croquet Club. If we do, it might be like the Villages.
So we're going to try this?
I'm so down, dude.
All right. Somebody with a hookup, like, hook us up.
Hopefully they'll sponsor the show so we get, you know, free lessons.
I'm not paying for lessons.
They even put a quote from Alexander the Great on the website. There is nothing impossible to those who will try.
Oh, I thought he like Alexander.
He's like croquet is my favorite sport.
He's one of the best croquet
Alexander
players.
Alexander the Great.
They used to play with the bones of their enemies.
The balls were the heads.
I thought that was
well. Actually, the sport of lacrosse was originally from Native Americans, I think.
It's a war game.
Yeah, and it was brutal. I don't know the specifics of it, but there was some heads being tossed
around. I was told this. So you have your attack, they simulate the people going to attack the village. The middies are the people who bring information back and forth. And the defenders are the ones who are there to protect
the house.
And protect the house. So it was, you know.
That certainly makes it seem a lot more badass.
Lacrosse is actually dope. I'm hoping this croquet experience is like my experience with lacrosse.
I'm tuning in right now to YouTube for the 2011 World Golf Croquet Championship Final.
I bet that's intense.
I'm watching it on YouTube as we speak right now. There's a lot of strategy that goes into this.
Is it like, all right, is this strategy like they try to make me believe curling is really more than just a bunch of dudes, bunch of dads that was hanging around one day getting drunk and they were snowed in and they just needed something to do?
I can't answer that by looking at this because best I can tell is dudes hitting a ball with a stick between their legs.
Wait a minute, you got to hit between your legs?
Yeah, you can't swing it like a golf club.
Well, of course not. That's cheating, bro.
That would make sense.
I don't really. Okay, we need lessons. Somebody's got to give us lessons. And I thought like what the guy just did was the purpose, but apparently not. Y'all have to look at this. Go to YouTube and Google croquet.
Can you like make it look cool? Like, can I like walk? And then I could walk and just pop it right between my legs and then keep moving. Like, no look?
Yes.
Like Patrick Mahomes style?
Yes, you could. Whoa.
And one mixtape. And one mixtape tour for croquet.
These people have uniforms.
I'm saying, like, wait a minute. There's not just the, because the old white guys with the New Balances.
Yeah, I don't know if it's uniforms as much as just all white.
No, there's another team wearing khakis and green.
So it's a team sport, not just individual. Okay.
Well, there's the singles and there's team, and the comments are hysterical. Like, the first comment on it is, what the hell am I watching? And the next comment is riveting. This thing's got 135,000 views.
I mean, I'm with it. We need to take that. I didn't know. You said this on YouTube?
It looks like putt-putt. It's like you pick a different color ball. One dude's got a red ball. One dude's got a blue ball.
And I think you have to hit it into that little rectangle.
Well, I thought so too, but the one guy did it and he got mad.
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm not going to begin to understand the rules.
Whoa.
I just know that I need to be swagalicious out there.
What the hell are we talking about? We just spent a whole segment.
This is we break it down sports.
Wimbledon.
This is
next
the best
segment
thing
we'll
about
get
sports.
To how the NBA is not paying.
Well, the next segment after that because we got 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's the best thing about not having sports is that you get introduced, you open up your mind and your horizon.
By the time the quarantine's over, I'm going to be an expert on this sport.
I'm about to break this down. Now that I know how
this
to.
Is crazy.
Now that I have YouTube TV and I know how to cast it to my own.
Yeah.
I can't stop watching this.
Oh, this dude got all the dude with. He got the cap. He got all kinds of. Wait a minute.
Dude.
I don't even know what I'm watching, but I can't
That's
stop.
That's a big hammer.
Yeah, it is. Wait, do they have different size clubs?
Yeah. Oh, that was.
Or do you just have one club the whole game?
One club the whole game. Yeah.
I'm going to show you, Jay.
Yeah, we got to get to a break.
We do.
We'll show you this a break. Oh, he just.
He's got a windbreaker.
You can hit other people's balls? Oh, this. Okay, we're all in on this. 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the sports den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock brought to you by Loose Air Quality, also known as the people who's going to be sponsoring our croquet team.
Hey, hold up. Check this, though.
ABC's got to be in there, too.
We have a person who's going to join our team.
Yeah?
327. Hey, sports den. Just wanted to check in. I'm not a member of any croquet group, but driving home after a 12-hour workday, hearing you guys talk about croquet and how amped up you got, made me want to look it up. That segment alone and how excited you all got probably got a bunch of listeners excited about it. Well, PB Croquet Club should definitely sponsor you guys.
Bro, I am all
in. We're looking at the world rankings, and there's like no Americans on there, so we're going to be on there.
We're training. We're starting training.
The biggest American is Ben Rothman. He's in 8th place in the world rankings. Like,
that's just
we can be better
than bump
that.
Him. He's not. He's not.
It's not good enough.
No. Can we get him on the show?
Dude, great idea. I'm working on it.
I bet he's not. He ain't doing nothing.
No.
He ain't swinging the mallet.
This definitely is not a social distancing
Why wouldn't
sport.
We try to get Reg Bamford on then?
Well, that's true.
He speaks English.
That's true.
And he's the number one.
He is. He's the Tiger Woods.
Is he black? It got to be with Reggie,
no,
right?
No.
What?
No. He's certainly not black.
No.
Reggie Bamford?
Dude, I like this. So, actually, we're going to try to get the American on. He's only 36.
Oh, yeah.
And the pictures of him, he thinks he's hot stuff.
Where does he live?
Cali. Of course.
You think he's like that bowling guy, the real weird one that was always energetic?
Pete Weber, was that his name?
Like, something like that.
This looks like a personality less sport. So we got to make sure we spice it up.
No, we're bringing some personality.
Yeah, he's from Berkeley.
This looks like a quiche and caviar. Definitely, I bet the charcuterie boards are amazing.
Oh, dude,
the charcuterie boards got to be
yin-yang at these places.
I'll be so. Like, Ponte Vedra, when I come, if there's no charcuterie boards that are dope,
somebody's going to Baldwin.
Yeah. So,
you just got free advertising. Bump y'all. We're telling everybody. Loose Air Quality is the sponsor of this segment and our croquet team. Well, actually, they're going to have a bidding war with ABC for this. We'll have to figure one out. Loose Air Quality, indoor air quality, indoor air testing for your home or your business, luceairquality.com. If you think you have mold issues, you can get Loose Air Quality out there to check it out. You don't want to be sitting around your house or your office with mold issues. It's really, really bad for you. And it's going to end up costing you a bunch of money. If you've had water damage or fire at your home or business, get to Loose Air Quality. Have them come out. luceairquality.com, 904-803-1014. Before I get to my 8 o'clock, if we even get there now, you're telling me...
This is more important.
You're telling me that Walt is a croquet player. Walt, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. Walt, are you saying that you are a croquet player?
Listen, I used to play this game when I was 8 years old.
Oh. How old are you now?
This game was a skillful game back then, so I knew how they were playing it.
Oh, okay. It's changed.
You know, yeah, I'm talking about we would cut the grass because the grass has to be pretty low where the ball can move. But it starts off with a wooden peg at the beginning at 12 o'clock. At 6 o'clock is another wooden peg. And the object of the game is to leave from that wooden peg and reach the other one.
Okay, but what are the – because we're looking at some videos. What are the little posts – like rectangle-looking things sticking out of the ground.
Okay, the U-shape, right.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Like horseshoe.
Yes.
The U-shapes, right? Mm-hmm. You line those up to go to the next position, in the middle of the 3 o'clock. Say, like at 3 o'clock. Let me see, 3. You got 6. Yeah. Got
Is every six, course 12, the same? Nine. Like, you set up every course exactly the same?
Right.
Okay.
That's how you set them up.
It'll be easy
but
to figure
out. But you have different rings set up in the middle of the field. That you have to loop through.
Mm. Were you any good, Walt? Why did you stop playing?
Oh, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I was an expert at it. See, our family would play it on the weekend. You know, all the families, you know.
I had a big family.
So we would get together, and after the sun go down, we playing croquet.
Walt, I'm going to ask a silly question. But I just want to make sure, because the image I'm having right now is amazing. I need you to. You've got to have video of this. You got to picture something. You got to text.
He wasn't playing at a club.
No, but what I'm saying, I don't care if they were playing in the street. Like, I'm assuming you're black.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So you mean to tell me there is a picture? There is a family of black people playing croquet, and I got to get in on this.
Yes. See, the game is so strategy. It's like he was saying, you hit another man's ball. Let me tell you something. When you hit another man's ball, that gives you an extra stroke.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, it's a penalty?
That's why they're so upset.
So it's a penalty if you hit somebody else's ball.
And not only that, if I hit your ball 3 times and get close up on your ball, I can knock your ball all the way out of the field of play.
And you got to play the ball where it's at.
Have you ever seen I guess you're with your family, but we were talking during the break wondering if there's ever been a, you know, pitcher or guy gets hit, charges the mound type of fight in a croquet match. Does it ever get to that point, or is it a very respectful, you know.
It's a respectful game, but you really hurt a person when you get on his ball and he know that you're finna send his ball out of play.
Hell yeah.
Because
so
now
there is trash talk.
It's going to take him so many swings just to get back in play.
We're all in, man. Will you train us?
So many parallels.
Will you train us,
Walt? Stay in contact with the show,
I could train you, man. And another thing before I go. That stick has about four or five different colors on it. And that's how you get your hammer. It'll have a red. It'll have a green. It'll have a yellow. It'll have a blue. And that's how the hammers come in color. And that's how you start off. Red start off first, just like it is on the pole. The yellow start next, the green, however the pole is set up. That's the way you come out.
Huh.
So why'd you stop playing, Walt? Knee injuries?
I didn't know the game was this. I didn't know it got to this point.
Well, dude, we just found out the number one player in the world is worth $5 million.
Hearing this. That's what made me call.
Yes.
I'm saying, man, they talking about a game.
You should have kept at it, Walt.
Yeah, I should have.
Thank you for
All right, Walt, appreciate you, man.
That was amazing.
I still don't really know the hammer thing. But
I didn't get that, and I didn't want to ask.
Yeah.
But I could figure it out on some YouTube videos. But I got the gist of it.
I just, I want to, in my heart of hearts.
You need
photographic
evidence.
I want to believe Walt. But you can't make me believe.
That man was not lying.
There was five. There were two black people playing croquet.
He didn't say that. He said his entire family.
That's what I'm saying. But I know when he said family, he's making it seem like there's a family at the family reunion. They're drinking Czech sodas, eating fried chicken.
Playing horseshoes and croquet.
Yeah, horseshoes and croquet. There's the dominoes table. And it's getting intense. There's a spades table. It's intense as hell.
See, what you don't understand
about. But then what
about
you don't know is the croquet table, there have
it's
been,
lit.
It has split families apart. That table, excuse me. The
we don't
field.
Even talk to Uncle Charlie anymore.
Oh, after 84, when he hit that ball three times, when he hit Uncle George's ball three times, man, it was crazy.
What you don't understand about croquet is, it's just the game. You don't even see race. You know?
It transcends.
That's the word I was looking for. It transcends race.
Yeah.
Brings everyone together, especially if you look at the player rankings. They're from everywhere, dude. South Africa, England, New Zealand, USA. White countries.
I was going to say.
South Africa's, half black.
Huh. That guy's not.
But we will be getting on Ben Rothman. I'm working on it. Trust me.
And you heard that right. Not Roethlisberger, but Rothman.
That threw me off a little bit. I was a little
Dom
nervous.
Is not happy He's with not. Us. No, Dom is very upset. He's been trying to get a segment on here to talk about paintball, and he goes, wait a minute. Paintball never got a segment, but y'all are taking up croquet? You weren't even on the show?
I have played paintball, and it's very unorganized. This is like a sport, bro. This is... paintball, I used to just play with my buddies in the woods.
Dom is legit paintball. Like, Dom has like $5,000 worth of paintball equipment that he protects with a $400 gun.
Right. Right.
Dude.
So what's your hate o'clock, Denny?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all are going to have to give me, let me have the floor for just
a
second.
Because
I want to make sure I'm clear with this. I do not hate Yannick Ngakoue. I think Yannick Ngakoue in a lot of ways is right. I don't like the way Yannick Ngakoue is going about his business here, and I do not like what he said the other day at all, and I think it's one of the dumbest statements I've ever heard in my life come out of an athlete's mouth. When he said they had their chance last year to sign me. Yannick, what about the other 31 teams that had their chance to draft you and didn't? What about the fact that you were under a contract and they have come back multiple times? How many times has Doug Marrone said publicly, I love Yannick Ngakoue, I want him here, that's not my doing? Dave Caldwell said, it is our biggest priority in the offseason. So if you're telling me that you're upset because they didn't sign you what you wanted last offseason, you're a freaking baby. Like, this whole thing, and here's, let me one up this, and this is where I'm really confused about Yannick Ngakoue and his agent situation. When you are negotiating a contract, if you really want the most amount of money, then what you really want is suitors. And obviously Jacksonville wants to play the game. Mm-hmm. Why would you eliminate that? If there's something so bad that has been done to you that you feel it's necessary to keep poking and poking and poking, then tell everybody what it is.
Did he win it? Did he go? I mean, I didn't listen, but I got a text from Joe Cool. Saying he went in. Did he go into detail or
no? He just said all he said was they had their opportunity to negotiate with me or sign me.
In Jacksonville is very simple. The organization had the opportunity to keep me long term last offseason, and things kind of broke off. So you know everything happens for a reason, and not everything lasts forever. Things come to an end, and it's time for me to move on to the next chapter of my career. And I'm forever thankful for what Jacksonville has brought to me and my family, but it's time to move on.
Okay, fine. I'm okay with all that. But when you put that on with the constant Twitter posts that he's making, and I guess, you know what, here's where my frustration is, guys. I see Jalen weighing in all the time. And they all wanted us to believe it was Coughlin. But if that's all it was, then why are you still weighing in, Jalen? Because Coughlin's gone. If Coughlin was the issue last offseason, Yannick, which he hasn't said it was, then if they got rid of the problem, then what's the big deal? Why are you still holding a grudge? Unless it wasn't Coughlin. And if it's not Coughlin, and you guys are just letting everybody throw Coughlin under the bus, and you're not even willing to say what the problem is, then shut up. Like, that's my bigger thing. I'm so tired of like the Jacksonville hate. They drafted you. You played far outplayed your contract. They want to reward you. If you don't want to be here, then fine. Just stop talking about it. But that's enough. I've gone so like I was so pro Ngakoue, and he has completely flipped me. To where, if I'm being honest, like, I don't give a crap where he ends up. And here's the worst part about it. Yannick, if you're listening, the worst part about it, Yannick is who we want every NFL player to be. Like, dude works his ass off. Dude's never been in trouble. I mean, have you ever heard a single negative thing about Yannick Ngakoue? Like, I was such a big fan and still, like, love his game. Love his motor. Love everything he does on the football field. Why does it have to resort to this? And maybe my bigger issue right now is that I don't know what's going on with the Jags organization because I thought it was Coughlin. Apparently it's not. Apparently whatever the problem is still there. Or Jalen wouldn't still be commenting. And Ngakoue wouldn't still be demanding out. So tell us what the problem is.
When things don't add up, you got to start subtracting. So it's not Coughlin. You subtracted Coughlin.
Mm-hmm. It's not Marrone.
It's not Marrone.
Because they've all
– they all said they like him.
Mm-hmm.
Caldwell has said that he was a priority. So
the
obviously
priority.
It's not just him unless he's full of crap, which could happen. I mean, it really only – points to one couple other people.
Tell me, because I can only think of one. And it's not good. It's the owner.
Because it's not, yeah, again, he's not leaving.
You can't do anything about that.
It's either Shad or Tony.
I mean, I don't understand this on any level. I understand wanting money, and y'all don't get it twisted, Twitter. Because Twitter, this has become like a political thing. It's like you're either pro Ngakoue or. No,
this is stupid. Things are more complex than what people really.
I'm not even talking about the money.
Like, No. I'm just saying, like, all of it. It's like, for example, you don't like how he's handling his stuff on Twitter.
Right.
Does not mean you don't like
Ngakoue. Right.
You just don't like how he's handling it. You're tired of that. Like, everybody with anything, it has to be all or nothing. When there's literally nothing that's that complicated. Mm. I mean, excuse me, that cut or dry. There's gray area.
I don't understand. If you want to be so public about it, and I'm using Jalen because he was very public about demanding the trade and all that kind of stuff, and we heard there was an incident that was the final straw. If you want to be so public about it, then why don't you call out the real issue? If you're that upset that you
I think is that gets to the point where, again, hypotheticals. You can't it's only 32 of them, well, really 31 of them cats. You can't call out that person.
Well,
that does absolutely.
To be clear, we don't know that.
Yeah,
it's him.
That's what I'm saying. If it is, I'm saying, like, at that point, like, it really doesn't benefit you, but they're also all under 25, 26 years old. So, and petty is the new thing for people to be, even when they're in their 30s. There's days when I'm petty, on Fridays mostly. But
we have seen what this has done to very good players. We have seen what this road, and I'm not comparing him to this at all because, again, no off-field problems. But 2 years ago, we were talking about 3 years ago. We were talking about how it didn't matter how terrible of a person you were. There was a spot if you were talented enough. We've now seen AB. We've seen Terrell Owens.
Well, T.O. played. T.O. wanted to
keep playing.
T.O.'s thing. But I think it had less to do with him being a turd and more than him doing being 40. As a wide receiver, like at a certain point, like even though he was still performing pretty good, but his base salary was higher than what they can go get a rookie who could do the same thing. So the business of the sport got T.O. Now where it railroaded T.O. is that there's no reason he shouldn't have been in the Hall of Fame the first time.
Who's the other, the Cowboy receiver?
Now, Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant. That's another one.
Is a good example of your turn to talent. Index of what you like to talk about. AB is like you said. AB is an example of it. Trying to think who else.
But see, like 866 says he also can't go public because there's a chance he has to play for them next season. Bro, what is he?
Yeah,
he's already done that.
Like that ain't happening. Like even if he was, like,
I'm
even,
not gonna be here. Like,
at this point, if that's the only thing that's holding him back, he might as well say. If I, again, going down this road because it's more entertaining that way because the old man's not here. But, like, I don't like shot. I see him slapping the mustache off his face. He might as well say, if that's the case,
that's
he might
what
as well.
It is, right.
If they're going to play, like, if he's staying here, they're going to play him anyway.
I mean, I don't know.
If I see Tony, I'm giving him a wedgie. Tony Khan, you can't give.
Wrestling's fake.
Yeah.
I just had to get that off my chest. I don't know if y'all agree, disagree, whatever. It's just, I don't know, man. Once I heard that NFL Live interview, it just kind of like, come on, man. Just stop. We all know where you stand.
He's done an absolutely great job of forcing his way out, though. I mean, I'll give it to him, man. Him and Jalen, absolute gangsters at it.
But where does that... Both of those guys, the city loved them.
And now they're despised.
At some point, I mean.
What does that mean, though? That doesn't mean
anything. Well, I mean, at some point, it's like respect. Like, dude, if you're not going to tell us what the problem is, then we're all just assuming it's all of us. Like, we're all assuming it's just the city, the franchise, the whole thing. Because
that's just the thing where.
You know what I mean? Like
everybody except Ruth's Chris.
Yeah. Ruth's Chris
they
show
hella
love. But I wonder if they're doing takeout. Do they still do happy? Anyways, my bad. I digress. But I think fans got to – again, fans have a personal feel, cause especially with the teams being named after the city. Just don't take any of it personal. It's all business.
Well, and it's been a crappy year, dude.
Yes. Guess what? You know what? Give that love to the people who want to be here. Like Miles Jack.
Man.
Taven Bryant, like all this hate and vitriol for Jalen and Yannick. You got guys who are doing the right things, like Taven here.
Let Taven have a big year.
Give Taven all that love.
What if this time next year we're talking about Taven's on Twitter talking about I'll demand to be traded?
Man, I know Taven sounds intelligent because I've heard it. It shocked me when I heard it, but I just in my mind I just can't.
He looks like you teach me to football.
Yeah. He looks like you're like, man, I'm so glad somebody paid you to play a sport.
We want to get into this Maurice Jones-Drew on the Frangie Show, Sal.
Is he talking about anything good?
Yeah, and I have an important football injury related question that I have to ask James that Brady brought up a terrible injury he had today.
Let's get to that. Brady was on the Howard Stern Show, Tom Brady.
Was it like a running back?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
We'll get to that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den brought to you by thehumidor.com. Get to thehumidor.com for all your cigar needs, especially during this time. Go to thehumidor.com. Big selection, already low prices. Go buy a bunch of stuff. Like, bless your neighbors with it. And then when you go check out, type in Sports Den, all lowercase, all one word. You get 20% off plus free shipping from thehumidor.com. Let's get to that, what you were talking about. So Tom Brady was on the Howard Stern Show today, which, for those of you who haven't listened to Howard Stern in a long time, the man is the greatest interviewer in the history of the world. Like, I would pay a premium subscription if there was a channel that just all they did was run his interviews. Like, it the stuff he gets out of people is...
Oh, it's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Two hours he had Brady on today.
It's such a talent that he has. And it can be, like, the most uninteresting person. And you can't turn it off.
Brady's pretty boring, you know? But every clip that I heard today, I was like, oh, man, that's good. And I think it takes a guy who's not involved in sports... to ask some of these questions. But this specifically doesn't take much. This was about a recent injury he had, or I guess not recent, but an injury he had. And let's just hear, it's terrible.
So I pulled my shorts off at the end of the game because I thought when I got hit, something happened. And it ended up being a hernia in the game where the abdomen wall split open. And then I don't know all the details of it, but other than that, the testicles were like, literally, like, one side was, like, I would say, like, an orange.
Oh.
And then the other side was normal. And I was like, something's wrong here. And the guy who's my backup quarterback at the time, Matt Castle, drew pictures of me, like, with this one huge testicle on one side. And then he would leave him in my locker every day about, you know, this.
Matt Castle's a goat for that, by the way.
Well, it would have been great if he had said one testicle was an orange.
The other was green.
At first, I was like, wow, that's not good if your testicle is orange.
Yeah, one testicle was an orange, and then the other one was regular size, so the orange one was smaller. Like, that it would have been.
That's at first, that's I was thinking, like, you know, I've got big balls.
Yeah.
You know, he like,
I
he's
have
a,
six rings.
What's up with Tom Brady and balls,
cojones,
man? It's always something with
yeah,
him and balls.
If this was a sports guy, he would have put a deflated balls joke in there, yeah. But he didn't. So, James, what's the worst football-related injury you've ever had?
I've had?
Yes. Nothing like that.
Definitely nothing like
Chris
that.
Chris Ivory, like.
Broke my hand.
Okay.
And I had to play, like, three games with it. That
Damn.
Sucked. That wasn't fun. I also had two. That was 03. All my surgeries happened during the 03 season. I never got surgery on my left labrum.
It was never fixed?
Yeah, I never got
that. I don't know if you're going to make our croquet team then.
Yeah. Well, no, it's
you need
good.
That.
I figured out how to go with that. The right one, the one I actually got fixed, is the one that I still have issues with.
Because if you watch the videos, these are athletes, bro.
Yeah, you got to have. My problem is I don't have the lower back flexibility and mobility that I used to, and the way they are swinging those
might affect you.
That hammer between their legs to stroke the balls. Like, you got to be able to have. You got to be able to have that. That being said, the most grotesque thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
Would be 2002 fall camp. My good teammate Cameron Wembley was a first round draft pick to the Browns in 06. In the pile, he was on the ground and his legs were spread.
Was he facing which
way? He was on his back.
Okay. Oh no.
and a cleat.
Oh.
Luckily missed apparently the balls.
Okay.
But it did catch sack.
Oh.
And his sack was ripped. Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you could say that.
I don't really know that we're in compliance, but go ahead. Something was ripped.
His skin was ripped.
Okay, my bad. His skin was ripped.
Yeah.
His skin was ripped, and they say it actually popped out. He had to have stitches.
Oh no!
He had to have stitches. It was the most grotesque.
Are you sure that Cam is cool with this story being told?
Well, it's too late now. I mean, I'm sure other people have told it before. He's told it, but he was there.
Oh yeah. After this long, it's a war story that must be told at every drinking.
The problem was we weren't in full pads. We were in shells, which
this
is.
Was that practice?
It was at practice. It wasn't even in the game.
Who had to pick it up and like? Because when you lose a finger, you have to bring it with you.
Just think about it. It's berries with a stem, dog. It ain't out. But we did have a. I know this. Our head athletic trainer, Randy Orvitz. Randy wasn't dealing with that.
That was his worst day.
Randy let Dave, the other guy, he was the second in command. He was just like, nah, this is your job. Who used to joke and say that he always got all the weird injuries. He always got the groins, the hamstrings, the glutes. He always got those injuries. He never got like anything else.
Because when it happened to Chris Ivory, they kept it on the lowdown. They wouldn't say what it was for a week.
We knew exactly. That's how we got.
Everybody did.
That's how we got famous. Like, you can't tell me. I was born in the day, but not yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Ain't nobody getting on
your pastor. Don't lie to me.
Ain't nobody hitting the injury report at 3 o'clock in the morning for anything
when they're
saintly.
At the team hotel.
Yeah, at the team hotel. I mean, he wasn't evangelizing. I can tell you that much.
What do you think he did? Slept on it wrong? Or like,
no, I know what he did. A woman was in that room.
Oh.
And he tried to – there's Vice Channel does a cartoon with all these celebrities where they talk about their wild stories. Dennis Rodman's.
I got to see that.
You've got to go watch that.
I have to see that.
It goes kind of with Chris Ivory, Cameron Wembley, and Tom Brady. Like,
does that really surprise you, though, about Rodman?
No.
The stupidity and how wild he is with it and the fact that that could happen changed my whole perspective on a lot of things. I'm terrified.
Haven't had sex since.
I'm not going to lie, but it definitely does make you make you a little gunshot. Like,
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, so that would be the most grotesque injury that I've ever
terrible.
Seen.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I want to get to this. Maurice Jones-Drew sound real quick.
Let's go for it.
Let's start with, you have the cuts numbered in your system?
No, but I can count them off really fast.
I actually want to start with number 10 about Justin Herbert.
So I was like, for me, in my mock draft, I wanted to make a change. I get it, Joe Burrow, it all makes sense for the Cincinnati Bengals. I get that, but he's a one-hit wonder. Like, I can't believe people would think, like, this guy's a – we're just going to put him in and he's going to turn everything around when LSU has 20 guys going to get – that's probably going to get drafted this year or more, right? Like, those type of things come into play. And I was like, look, Herbert's been a consistent starter since his freshman year. He's played well every year. He's a big, strong guy. He's athletic and mobile. I mean, why can't that be an option? If he can go at 5, why can't he go at 1?
He didn't even say Herbert, but that's what it's. They asked him why he has Herbert at number 1. That's what it was.
The reason I want to start with that is, I don't think he's that wrong.
You like A-Bear?
Yeah, I mean, I have long said that the process is going to love him. A team is going to fall in love with him.
Does he have a big arm?
Huge arm. Yes. He's 6'6". He's a 4.6 40 guy. Makes every throw. He's got great film. If you didn't have Joe Burrow have this crazy, insane year, and if Tua wasn't an Alabama legend, like, you remember last year there was talk that Justin Herbert would have been the number one overall pick if he'd have come
out.
And
that's why, yeah.
So I don't, like, it wouldn't completely floor me if that happened. Like, I've seen the dude up close. He is Mega impressive.
We certainly didn't think that Baker would go number one until like really close to the draft.
We still, I mean, we were doing a draft party at Whiskey Jack's. And up until they turned the card in, I was like, there's no way. There's no way he's going number one.
Like, because that week of the draft, it started getting rumored out there, and you're like, what? That's crazy. That's so Brownsy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just, I don't know. I don't think that's that far-fetched. And I think he's going number one, Justin Herbert? No. And is there a little bit of clickbait on this with Maurice Jones-Drew? Sure. I mean, that's what he's paid to do. But from a talent perspective, I'm going to call my shot right now. He will be the second quarterback taken.
Over Tua.
Yeah.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah, I do believe that. Do we want to hear about what he had to say about Ngakoue?
Sure.
How does he see the deal with Ngakoue ending, actually, number three?
I think it's going to end similar to Jadeveon Clowney. Obviously, both sides are, you know, at odds. And then people have to understand this is strictly business. And sometimes we tend to let it get personal. But I think both sides understand it's a business. And I've heard the Jags are, you know, people are reaching out with interest about a trade. And you just got to do that. I mean, you don't want to have a guy not happy in your locker room, one. You don't want to have a guy that could make plays just sitting at home, right, when you can get compensation for them. As what the Jags have been doing as of late, they've been offloading a lot of their big money guys. And, you know, this is another guy that you can offload and possibly potentially get a first-round pick and more for. So I think the way I see it is they'll probably wait until – if they don't get a deal done by the draft with anyone, it'll probably go into the season or close to the season they'll get a deal done.
There's a guy who listens to our show on Thursday who got on me saying you can't go national saying with all those ums. Mojo's pretty damn good at what he does. That was a lot of
everybody
ums.
Everybody says or something like that in radio.
But I just thought about that. But I really I like the way Mojo. Like, he's a player. It was insightful. And you know what
he's
it wasn't?
Great.
It wasn't dry.
Yeah.
I just wish more of, when I say us, I guess just the former athletes would just, like, let people know who you are. Stop trying to be network.
And
that's not going to get you paid.
He'll say his opinion
about
guys, players, teams, whatever. Mojo is amazing at that. There's a reason why he's on TV.
I'm curious about this. Do we believe that if the Jags do not trade Ngakoue and they keep him on the roster, do we believe he's actually sitting out next year and missing out on $18 million?
I don't think he's missing out.
No, right?
Le'Veon style?
No,
I don't think so either.
I don't think he is.
Everybody's kind of making that assumption that I'm hearing, but I think he walks up a day before opening day.
He might hold out enough games, but then he'll come back at that one point in time where it's like,
if he misses, it doesn't work like that with franchise, right? I thought for it to be all guaranteed, you have to play the first game.
I remember with the Le'Veon thing, they kept saying like, oh, well, if he comes back at so-and-so point, he could still get this. But if he doesn't come back by week 8 or whatever, it's just he's never coming back.
I don't think Ngakoue misses a game. I mean, you're talking about 1.5 a game?
I think he pushes it to how long it is, which is well within his right. And then he will
– suck it up.
No, he'll play.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he'll be a professional. But to me, to be honest with you – the more I chew on it, I'm taking the money because next year is going to be stupid. And I don't know who the other defensive ends who are going to be competing with him, but I do know he'll still be one of the top defensive ends in free agency next year, and I'm going to go rob a bank.
Yeah, I don't worry about the locker room side of it.
They're professionals. People like put way too many. Like, this isn't – like, you work with people that you don't like all the time. Like, if you can't work with people that you don't like – You're a child. You're not an adult.
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple too. The locker room is going to be great if they start out 4-2. The locker room is going to be terrible if they start out 1-5.
Right.
I mean, if they start out, you know, hot,
But even if
Ngakoue's gonna be leading the Duval chant.
Even if you're 4-2, it doesn't mean you like your teammates. It just means you're winning. So things are a lot easier when you're winning. I don't have to like you to do my job. I don't even have to know you. I just need you to do what I need to do. Know is that when I look over to my left, you're going to do what you're supposed to do, what you're coached to do, so that I can do what I need to do very well. If we're both doing that, you don't have to talk to me. Did you see what Dennis Rodman has said about between him and Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen? Mm-mm. During that 3-year run, they had no conversations outside of basketball. On the court, like at practice.
Yes.
After that, nothing.
Different lifestyles.
It came from when he was with the Pistons.
And they hated each other.
And the thing is, they respected each other. I don't have to like you if you do your job.
Yeah.
Which he did.
Yeah, he did.
I can't wait for that doc, by the way. Documentary. The Bulls one.
They need to go ahead and just release it.
They are. Like a month. Or a couple weeks, my bad. 2 weeks. Okay.
By the way, I know we got a break. Let's break.
Yeah, we do.
And I'll tell y'all when we come back what I want to tell y'all about Ozark. We'll do that coming up next.
I tell you the difference between me and them. They trying to get that.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
My only problem with this croquet deal is I'm not real comfortable going to play at a place called Mosquito Control Road.
Yeah.
Have you been to Ponte Vedra in the summer? And in the fall, like actually pretty much 6 months out of the year.
You can't change
the mosquitoes are out of control. One of the lacrosse teams was nicknamed the Sand Gnats. And it was like, I think that's what the gnats looked like under a microscope. It was very angry.
And we don't need, after trying times like this, we don't need another West Nile.
No.
So it's probably safer there.
I'm going out there in tights. Long sleeve compression shirt.
Yeah, I'm watching like trick shots right now.
That's what I want to do.
And hopefully our boy Ben Rothman, number one American player in the world, will be joining us. I'm reaching out to a few places.
Can we get – when we first said – is it croquette or croquet?
Croquet.
No, I'm saying the food.
Oh.
That's what I was first saying. There's salmon croquettes or chicken.
Oh, I don't
potatoes,
know
that. It's like a Spanish dish. It's like a variation of it, not a fritter, but like it's a hand, something you can eat with your hand.
Yeah, Ben Rothman's all over the place. Growing up as a kid, wait, he's also a lawyer, though?
I was young as to seven, so it was a small fortune. But I'll tell you what, one of the classic things I used to get way back when years ago, I don't even remember who was president then, but it was way back there, was chicken croquettes. They were always
croquettes.
James, I was wrong about Ozark.
It's not any good?
No, it's phenomenal. I didn't like the first couple of episodes. Oh my gosh. The way it ended? Wow. Man. Wow.
You finished all three seasons?
Well, I'd already watched season one and two.
Oh, okay.
I'll get into another show. I legit watched A Few Good Men 3 times.
I saw you tweeting about it. It's a classic.
Love them.
Dude, Ben Rothman gets fired up on the croquet pitch.
See? Is it a pitch?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
It's a lawn.
A lawn, yes. All right, more croquet talk tomorrow.
This was a great show.
8 o'clock. Don't be late. You never know what you're going to miss. Go by ABC before 7. Get good and lit, and then listen to us at 8 o'clock. This is Sports Den. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.